from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let him know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Friday, a game night. I mean, it's preseason game 3. You're not going to know anybody out there anyway, but it's a game night.
Excitement.
There's excitement in the air. There is college football tomorrow. I'm excited about that. This really is like, this is the beginning, because next week, I mean, we're talking Canes Gators, man. That's right.
Right on the cusp.
Right.
Real action.
So, yeah, we're on the cusp. Tonight, you get some preseason football. We actually have an abbreviated show today. You're going to have our Game Day Uncensored show with Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, and that'll start at 3:30 this afternoon. And I will head to Tampa. I always go where the Dolphins are playing preseason. Doesn't matter, you know, overseas or whatever. I'm like, you know, people follow around the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Deadheads. I'm a Dolphin head. I'm a Fin head. And I follow them around. So I'll be up in Tampa. Very excited. There's a lot of guys I'm looking forward to seeing tonight. There's a lot of battles tonight in this Dolphins game.
Why wouldn't you do the regular season?
I don't like going to regular season games. And to be quite honest, I'm not going to the game tonight either. I'm just gonna, I'm going to be in Tampa, but I'm not going to the game tonight. I can't imagine that place is going to be very full tonight. Raymond James Stadium. I'm guessing 40, 50 people on the sidelines. Nobody in the stands.
Have a little party, man. Have a good time.
There's going to be more people at Portillo's than there's going to be at Raymond.
That's
James
where
Stadium.
I'm going to be, by the way.
Right.
What are you going to talk about? Because you and Tobin will have a 4-hour pregame tonight. Do you have storylines? Is there anything beyond Mike White and Skylar Thompson?
Not that there is. There's definitely more stuff beyond Mike White and Skylar Thompson. What I will say is, I know we've kind of wrapped up that conversation on our show yesterday with Ben Volin and then Crowder as well, but we're probably going to spend a little bit of time on Flo and Tua. I think that was I just think that was like the big storyline of
was.
The week. I'm looking at the outline. Tobin always puts together an outline, and the first thing on the docket is Tua makes headlines calling Brian Flores a terrible person on the Dan Le Batard show. So
I would go with that. That's a good, you'll get a good hour out of that at least.
Oh, easy. Hopefully two. Recapping.
So, I was going to say, just to run past the Mike White Skyler thing. I think that we're just assuming that no other quarterback is going to be available that they're intrigued by. I mentioned
Taylor Heinicke yesterday. You laughed me right off the show.
Heinicke wasn't the name I was looking for. I just said that. If you're saying it's Tua, Skylar, White, or Tua, White, Skylar, whatever, I don't know if that's 100% correct.
I can't imagine that's going to be the case, Crowder. Like, I think it's either going to be Skylar Thompson or Mike White as your backup, and maybe one of those guys gets moved. I can't see either of those guys getting cut or waived. Maybe they get traded, and then the Dolphins bring in a third quarterback elsewhere. But your backup, your number two quarterback is going to be one of those guys.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No, one of them are going to be your backup. I'm just that quarterback room just being is what it is. I can see them moving on, especially if it's not Mike White. Mike White's an older dude with making, what, $4 million a year, whatever it is. Like, Skyler's better than him. He's younger.
I don't think he's that much older. I think he's like 2 years older than Skyler.
Yeah, I just, if guys are available, and I know Tannehill name is not very intriguing to South Floridians, but I take Tanny.
I'll give you, and there really is no training camp. There's no practice. There's a game tonight. But the training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. This is what David Fioronis writes in the Sun Sentinel about tonight. To many, it's a meaningless preseason game that doesn't count the standings. For fringe NFL roster players, it could be the most important action they ever see on a football field. Miami Dolphins preseason finale against the Buccaneers, 7:30 p.m. kickoff tonight, Raymond James Stadium, will serve as the lasting impression for players vying for the final active roster spots. We know the NFL cuts have to be made by 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Fioronis writes, some may boost themselves into a role based on what they put on display. Others may not make Miami's 53-man active roster, but their performance could earn them a job with another team or on a spot on a 16-player practice squad. It can go up to 17 if a team has an international player, which the Dolphins do, in offensive tackle Bayron Matos from the Dominican Republic. There's jobs to be won, Coach Mike McDaniel said ahead of the Dolphins practice on Thursday in Tampa. Take last year's preseason finale. This is David Fioronis writing against the Jags for an example of the final exhibition sealing a roster spot. Running back Chris Brooks ran for 2 touchdowns, and days later, he found himself earning a job on the team. Players on the verge know it this year. It's really important, said Eric Ezukama, who was the 2022 fourth-round pick and has barely seen regular season action in his first 2 NFL seasons. His 2023 campaign was cut short due to a neck injury, and he missed time with a minor injury in this training camp. Being out, it was tough, but coming back and being able to wrap my arms around the younger guys and listen to the vets, just knowing that when cuts happen, some guys you won't see again, it's just taking every opportunity and taking all the moments in. For Ezukama, at least, he already made a big splash with his performance in last Saturday's exhibition game against the Commanders with 5 receptions for 65 yards. It was a big relief, honestly, he said. It's like just waiting since week 2 of last year against the Patriots, that being my last game, just kind of having self-doubt sometimes. Being able to go back in and make plays, it was a good feeling, and you kind of know that you still got it. And David Fioronis finishes up writing that, you know, Ezukama, Berrios, you've got Malik Washington, they all appear to be in good positions to make the roster behind Hill, Waddle, and Odell Beckham Jr. River Craycraft, we know, will be out with the injury. He says a fourth running back spot appears to be coming down to veteran Jeff Wilson Jr. and the aforementioned Chris Brooks, who happens to have been in concussion protocol since the game against Washington. He writes, then there are a slew of defensive tackles and edge rushers trying to claim their roles. New defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver appears primed to rotate bodies in his defensive front, keep them fresh. A wave of young defensive backs who made plays throughout camp. Cornerbacks Ethan Bonner, Storm Duck, Jimmy's favorite, Jason Mader and Isaiah Johnson, safeties Patrick McMorris and Mark Perry, all trying to snag roster spots behind those secure in their jobs. Just think it's interesting when he writes at the beginning of that, tonight's game, as much as we're poo-pooing it, I'm literally laughing. Solana's like, there's going to be more people at Portillo's than at the game. We're going, this means nothing. And Furonis, in that first couple of sentences, this might be the most important game in the history of some of these guys' careers. And his example of Chris Brooks last season, like Skylar Thompson, too, a couple seasons ago, unbelievable preseason. All of a sudden, this seventh round pick is on your radar. Chris Brooks last season, it's like, oh, that guy looks like he can do it. And we know all the time, whether it's gambling or just life, recency bias plays a role in stuff. So tonight, someone might make an, I mean, what's the difference, Crowder, between making an NFL roster and not making an NFL roster? I mean,
I love you, life-changing difference. I just looked it up. League minimum this year is $795,000. That's for the guys that don't even dress. This is for the bottom of the barrel. If you have a Dolphin jersey on and you're on the roster, you're making almost $800,000 a year. You're the top 5% of the world in earnings. There are some guys after tonight will never put a football helmet on again the rest of their lives.
Right.
And to be honest, what David Furonis is saying is eight positions to be won. And there's about 40 guys that are going to get cut. So it's 40 guys with eight spots left. This is musical chairs of life. And you better turn that corner fast and throw your butt down in one of these seats, because you could be living in your mom's basement or you could be making $800,000 a year.
There's such a difference.
I watched it, Hawk.
If you make a roster, then even when you're waived, other NFL teams know you've made a roster. Yes. If you never make a roster and you're always the guy who's trying to make his first roster, it's so much more difficult. So when you talk about what the minimum salary is, you make that roster tonight, you probably get two or three seasons at least of minimum. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're making a couple million dollars over the next 3 years. You don't play much, but man, that's a pretty nice head start in life before you have to go find a real job.
There's 20 guys on both sides of the ball that are already on the team. Like, there's no way you're going into week three or third game of regular season saying, who can Jalen Ramsey and Fuller play? Are we okay at safety? No, you have to be okay at this point. But you say it, 20, 40, 13 spots, then it's a kicker, it's a punter, it's a long snapper. Yeah, it's single-digit spots that there's 40 guys waiting on. And I've watched it. We've talked about it. Like, they were great human beings that I knew were not going to be in the NFL. You're not big enough. You're not fast enough. You're not violent enough. You're really not good, but you're great. I enjoy going to Ale House with you. Listen, let's go to Twin Peaks and have a beer. What are you going to do next week? Oh, I'm going to be in the league. No, you're not. You're going to do something else. Let's work on the after football experience. But yeah, it's a tough time of year. And in the locker room, it's weird, because right now, the lockers are full. In a couple days, half the lockers are going to be empty. And you'd be like, oh, that's damn. I wonder what Ed's doing. I can't call him. I got to work.
Anyway, there is something on the line for tonight. While I may not be there at Raymond James, there is something on the line tonight.
You bring up, though, the final preseason game. You guys remember this happened in 2021 before the McDaniel era? Reed Sinnott. Do either of you remember?
Yeah.
The Sinnott to win it game.
Yeah.
Dolphins. I was in Cincy. Dolphins are playing the Bengals final preseason game, and they're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Reed Sinnott leads, drives to come back, and he threw a Hail Mary at the end to win the game. He ended up throwing 343 yards, half of which came on the final two drives, two touchdowns, the game-winning touchdown. Because of that, not only did he get a roster spot with the Dolphins, he got multiple opportunities in the NFL. Now I'm just looking at his bio. He's been playing he's on the Houston Roughnecks, played for the Brahmas. Because of that one game and that one quarter, he probably got more money in the NFL yeah. and only two or three opportunities with teams and never actually played anywhere.
But to this day, anywhere. Like he's still playing football professionally okay. while it's not in the NFL, maybe. Like that one game
yeah.
catapulted him for, you know, 10 years of making decent money playing professional football.
The fourth quarter of this game, like Hawk, you're going to be in Tampa. If this really, I know we joke, if this was a regular season game, you're going up there to see your son and you could get tickets to the Dolphins Bucks in Tampa. Like, that's exciting. We don't look at it the way that the league does. Do you understand there's going to be multiple people from 32 teams watching every snap right. of this game, watching right. every position out there? You know, we're doing the training camp tour with the podcast thing. I talked to some of these regional scouts. They're like, I watch 14 hours of film a day. I watch practice film from people. Think about that. You're watching a practice from another team because you have a friend there and he can give you the footage. Hey, we can't keep this defensive tackle, but you want to check him out on one-on-ones? Like, it means something to these people.
It's and that's what their agents are telling them, too, by the way, is, yes. hey, we know the math doesn't work here, but your performance tonight, there's 31 other teams that I can call and get you on that roster.
We speak in a macro thought of sports and team fandom. To these individual humans, to you, like we just said it, think about the fact that I could go home. I'm not in college anymore. I can now go home and try to pursue an entry-level job at whatever my major was, or I could be making $800,000 as a Dolphin next week. That's what some of these guys' lives are about to be here yep. in about 3 days. It is what it is. I'm emotionally numb to it, but that's exactly what's going on.
I just like the way Furonis wrote it. Like, biggest yeah. game. Like, you think biggest game ever is always going to be the Super Bowl. For some guys, this literally is the biggest game of their career. Mm-hmm. And it happens tonight. All right, let's get headlines here for the start of the show. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new. You see, I'm rocking my Dolphins jersey today, fella. You see what number
ready
I'm
to
wearing?
Go, man. New That's Tua. You're the biggest Tua fan in South Florida.
That's my QB. That's my quarterback.
He also has jerseys for Reed Sinnott and Skylar Thompson.
I do.
And Mario Chalmers should have took the shot from Ray Allen. This dude's weird.
He actually does have a jersey from Chad Henne. That's
I literally do, yeah.
You
I know.
Decided on Henne. That's weird to me. I've told you that before.
I've never bought into a player more than I bought into Chad Henne. That's not a joke. I genuinely believed he was going to.
Well, you kind of bought into Gabe Vincent a lot.
That's true. That's true.
I believe you bought into who was the guy that was overweight all the time. And then Spo and Riley just had enough of him.
James Johnson.
James Johnson.
Yeah, love James.
Bought into him.
Yeah, I did.
Loved Earl Barron.
Oh, I did.
What was the dude that had one dunk game one?
And James Ennis.
James Ennis.
Yeah. James Ennis. Goodness yeah, gracious. Yeah, I hated yeah, those 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a James Ennis jersey, actually.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Up high. Yeah. Yeah. I also have a Kenny Crowder. Hasbrook. I have a Crowder. Kenny Hasbrook jersey, too.
Crowder, you don't know what dominance is. His name is James Ennis, Solana.
We'll always have that one play, though. All right, so 7:30 tonight, as you guys know, there is a full slate of preseason action today and over the weekend. How about yesterday, Hawk? Because I know you announced in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour yesterday that you were going to parlay the unders in the two preseason games yesterday. So Colts, Bengals, and Bears, Chiefs. I didn't watch these games, truthfully, but I did see the scores. And I also got a text from you yesterday about what happened in the Bears-Chiefs game.
Yeah, there's 55 points put up. It's funny that you bring this up because I sent this out to my super followers. I said it on the air. Hey, the unders, they are always hitting in preseason. It's so hard to get points on the board. And I did. I parlayed both unders. I read this article this morning. This is the funniest thing. This is from VSiN. VSiN's a gambling radio broadcast network. And they're really talking about the games tonight and this weekend. This is the start of the story. No joke. Don't bet unders in this weekend's NFL preseason week 3 just because they went 14-2 last weekend and are 26-6 overall in this year's exhibition games. That first paragraph is in honor of my favorite journalism teacher at Northern Illinois University, Marianne Whitcomb, who taught us, don't bury the lead. Her lessons have been on my mind as I was in the Chicago suburbs earlier this month for my 40-year high school reunion and visited her tombstone as she is interred at the same cemetery as my parents. The reason that I find the story funny is, first of all, it's the most depressing story. And that's how I felt after last night, after it was a barrage of points in both games. I love that he said, just headline, don't bet the unders in this week's NFL preseason games. So he writes, so if you take nothing else away from this column, don't be like all those other bettors who have been hearing about how the unders have been gold this preseason and follow like lemmings off a cliff in jumping on the under bandwagon. That's me, by the way. The problem is that odds makers obviously know the trend and have already set the totals very low as they average just 34.5 points for this final weekend of the preseason. I've long written and said that whatever the masses hear about a trend like this, it's usually when it reverses. Having said that, don't blindly bet overs this weekend either, as some bettors made that mistake last weekend thinking the totals were adjusted too low and got burned. There's more, but you get the idea.
You don't take the overs or the unders. Come on, fella. Give me some kind of advice.
Find something else to bet. You want to know what he says to bet for the Dolphins game?
What's that?
Because he's right on about not betting the unders, because I got burned by that yesterday. For Dolphins, he said, now the Dolphins are 3-point underdogs tonight in Tampa. He says, file this pick under no one knows what they're talking about and take the points. Says, take the Dolphins and the points. Says, odds makers and the vast majority of bettors have been way off so far this preseason with the aforementioned straight up and against the spread records by the dogs. The line opened, and we've pointed this out on the show, the line opened Miami as a 1.5 to 2.5 point favorite at most books. But now it's flipped to Buccaneers -3. He writes, I hear people saying all the motivation is on the Tampa Bay side, but I can't help think of what the Dolphins backups are also motivated to get more playing time in this high-powered offense. And I don't put any stock in home field advantage, as I've written many times in recent years here at VSiN, that we've seen home field advantage become negligible in all team sports since the pandemic. And especially I don't put any stock in it for these exhibition games in front of lackluster crowds. For those curious, home teams lead just 17-15 straight up in the preseason. If you take the neutral site Hall of Fame game, which was no action, and they are just 16-16 against the spread. So he says, take the Dolphins and the points. Which I think I'll probably do.
+100 right now with the points.
Yeah, take the points. Why not? He's right. I mean, they're wrong on the favorites all preseason long. Well, whatever you do, don't bet the unders. I think we can all recognize that.
I'm in. Dolphins +2.5.
There you go. Time of our lives.
Time of our lives.
What's the weather like in Tampa?
I want to throw all this crap into my excitement. I don't know about you. Nasty.
Nah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Yeah.
I'm going to Orlando tonight.
Well,
yeah, you have a special tomorrow, right?
I got a comedy show Sunday.
You do?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Oh, where are you playing?
The Funny Bone.
Oh, I love the comedy club names. Funny Bone Comedy Club. That's my jam. We're giving that to DBJ this year. Did you write that down, Solana, or was that when Dan Day was filling in for you?
No, I wrote that down for sure.
The Funny Tampa Bone Show
Comedy Club.
A couple weeks ago, or a month ago, whenever I did Tampa, and you kept doing Funny Bone Comedy Club. You had Ava and Little Chan. They were listening to the show on the way home, and Ava was singing that damn song every day.
Funny Bone catchy jingle.
Comedy Club.
It's literally from the 80s, from me growing up in Chicago. I still remember it in 2024. Funny Bone Comedy Club this weekend in Schaumburg at the Funny Bone. You can see Paul Reiser, funny new young comedian. Funny Bone Comedy Club.
And it's like a little, a little entertainment, like a compound there where the Funny Bone is. They have a Dave and Buster. They have like 20 restaurants. They all this stuff. I'm going to have me a good time tonight and tomorrow.
Look at you.
Sunday in Orlando, the Funny Bone. Channing Crowder takes the stage.
6 p.m. Get home early.
The last thing I have written down for DBJ, 2 tiles, 4 tiles, 8 tiles, a pallet. Forgot about that.
All right, let's wrap up these headlines here. We're running very long.
All right,
Give us a headline.
The Marlins.
Give us any old headline.
The Marlins open up a series against the Cubs. Inter Miami plays FC Cincy at Chase Stadium tomorrow, back in MLS action. And FSU plays Georgia Tech tomorrow in Dublin.
Dublin.
Your weather. Are you from Dublin? Never mind. Yeah, your weather.
You sound like you're from London. I just booked a trip to London.
You did?
Yeah. Apropos of nothing.
Belgium, what? London. What's going? You in a crisis?
Yeah.
When?
I'm going to travel a little bit.
To do what?
What people do when they travel. Pretty much you go, you go see things and you experience new new adventures. I don't know. Is this all new to you? I don't.
Are you doing a comedy show over there, Hawk?
Hanging around Europe, huh? You just going to hang in Europe.
Hanging around Europe, says the guy who did shows from Egypt last year. Just hanging around Egypt, huh?
I went there to see the pyramids and the Sphinx.
Right. You traveled to see things that you hadn't seen before. It's nothing novel.
Went to Kenya for a safari. Went to Egypt.
Yes, I know how travel works. Yes.
So what are you going to Belgium and London for?
Really? You don't think that there's something to see in London or Belgium?
What? What's there? Like the anchor. There has to be an anchor to a trip.
Really? You really don't know like things that you could see in London?
London, I think, got some crap. I never heard of Belgium till you said it.
You've never heard of Belgium?
Oh, man.
I didn't really know it was an attraction.
All right. Okay. Any other headlines? So long.
Never walked through the airport and saw Belgium on one of the departing lists.
There's only a flight. There's one flight a month to Belgium. You gotta. Who is it? Is this my father-in-law?
To be fair, Hawk, you once asked me about 3 weeks ago if Belgium and Monaco were close to each other. So you're not exactly like Mr. Europe either, okay?
But they are. You could fly right from Belgium to Monaco. It's like 9 hours.
You can fly from Hawaii too, but it's not 9 hours.
Like a 9-hour drive.
We'll circle back to that because I want to hear about your London trip.
I got to go root on my AFC Bournemouth.
That's
cherries.
What I was going to ask you. Are you going to go watch? You're going to go watch the Cherries?
I am.
Wow, you're going to go to the Jurassic Coast.
How about
the
that?
The Vitality Stadium.
Wow. Vitality Stadium up the Cherries.
Yes, sir. That's awesome. Your weather for that's what I want to do for my bachelor party. Literally, just go to England for a week and only watch soccer. Second division, third division, fourth division.
This is going to be very complex for you, Crowder. You worry about, figuring out how people get to Belgium. You start slow on this one.
Let me just, your bachelor party is going to be you going to soccer games?
Literally, I told my boys, like, I'm not going to Vegas.
You're not going to have fun.
I don't want to throw money at
I hate going to people's bachelor parties. I want to go to Solana's.
Yeah, I'm going to England for a week. I'm only going to watch soccer matches at stadiums of any team I possibly can. Like, obviously, one EPL team. I'd love to go watch Bournemouth. And hopefully, Hawk could get me the hookup out there as well.
I believe I could.
And just do...
You sound like you're from London.
This is your last trip as a single man?
Yep. I don't want to look at a woman. I
go with the boys and watch the boys.
I want to look at men kick a ball.
I like it. I'm going.
I'm busy.
I'm going.
Your weather.
What's the days? I'm busy.
Your Jimmy invited.
Wait, y'all hit it. Soccer
we're so late, and we have an abbreviated show today. Anyway, yeah, we're
very late.
So late.
Your weather from me.
I didn't know I was going to have to spend 5 minutes explaining travel. The general concept of travel. Oh my! If you ever walked into a travel agency, your head would explode. What is this sorcery? Maldives? What is that? Luxembourg? I thought that was a store in the mall.
What's going on here? Who got plans?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Today it's partly cloudy.
Crowder's on airplanes all day, every day. He's like, you mean all these people aren't going to film podcasts? I thought everyone here was flying for their podcast.
If you plan a European trip, it's to see a certain anchor.
London!
What there? Is there a plane? Is there a tower? Is there a
here's
museum?
This is a good clue. Figure out where there are a bunch of high quality, expensive luxury hotels. Mm-hmm. And generally, that's a city that people go to visit. And sure. London probably has the most. No one's ever gotten off the plane in London and said, what's there to do here?
Stonehenge.
There you go.
Crowder, you've been to London with the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've been to London.
Oh, with the bridge and the big clock.
Did you go shopping at Harrods?
No, I walked through
fish and chips.
I walked through that park at night. Some weird people in the park at night.
Hyde Park.
That big park in the middle of the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack. Hawk, don't go by yourself.
I know we're up against it, but here is Crowder's official quote from when the Dolphins were in London. I couldn't find London on a map if they didn't have the name of the countries. I swear to God, I don't know what nothing is. I know Italy looks like a boot. I learned that. I know London Fletcher. We did a football camp together, so I know him. That's the closest thing I know to London. He's black, so I'm sure he's not from London. I'm sure that's a coincidental name.
A, plenty of black people from London. B, I can't really make fun of them because I just found out a couple weeks ago that Czechoslovakia doesn't exist.
It's London. They have a horse. Get you a horse steak, Hawk.
All right. Let me write that down. One horse steak.
Two Stonehenge. Three.
And who needs a travel agent? Get you a horse steak.
Horse steak, Stonehenge.
I tell Lori, Tuesday night, we'll get horse steak. All right. We got to wrap it up. We're so late here. Is there anything else?
One of the comments, Channing Crowder should do stand-up, man. That bleep is funny as hell. Well, Orlando.
Little did they know. Little did they know. Try out the London Fletcher joke on Sunday in Orlando. See if it still hits.
It's going to tear up his Stonehenge.
All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war. Hang up your phone.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Today is an abbreviated show because Game Day Uncensored starts at 3:30, and we went very long in the first segment, but it was fun as hell. I did see something on social media today. Our friend Steve Goldstein, I mentioned Goldie yesterday at the end of the show. You had left for you were leaving Houston, so you weren't there for the final segment of yesterday's show. And I had mentioned that there's this signing at Caneswear. Is it Saturday or Sunday, Solana? Do you recall?
Ooh.
It is Sunday. This Sunday at Caneswear in Davie, they've got Panther. Like, people still obviously are very excited to meet all the Stanley Cup players. They have Aaron Ekblad and Vladimir Tarasenko from 12:30 till 2. And then from 3 till 4:30 on Sunday, they've got Ryan Lomberg, and they added Goldie to the mix. Goldie is going to be signing autographs and taking pictures with Ryan Lomberg as well. So if you want tickets, this is going to be a big one at Caneswear. If you want tickets or info, go to caneswear.com. But it's Ekblad and Tarasenko, 12:30 to 2 on Sunday, and then Lomberg and Goldie from 3 till 4:30. But there's more Goldie news. I shared that yesterday. What? There's more Goldie news. He has announced today he is the new voice of the FIU Panthers at Pitbull Stadium.
Yeah.
Solana's alma mater. Man. Goldie is one of the best.
Yes, he is.
Certainly in South Florida, but I think across the country, I just think he is one of the best play-by-play guys. And he does the, Dolphins preseason on CBS4, and he does the Panthers games, obviously. And the Panthers games, not the FIU Panthers, but the Florida Panthers, they'll be on different. They're not on Bally Sports this coming season. It's South Florida's 9 in the Palm Beach market where I am. I forget what channel it is. Is it like 33 or 39 in Miami?
Yeah,
anyway, we're a ways away. But now Goldie is also the voice of FIU's Panthers for their football game. So all right, that's pretty exciting, I think.
Who's the color guy?
I don't know. I don't even know where you hear their games, to be quite honest.
Goldie just screaming at the stadium? There's no mics?
I don't know. Do you know where the games are, Solana?
It just
actually
depends.
They usually do them, like, every college game is on ESPN3, at
correct.
Least.
Yeah.
So, sometimes
CBS,
I don't know.
Like CBS Sports as well. Yeah. Conference USA games, usually on ESPN3.
A little wishful thinking there, huh? You almost said ACC or FIU. A little wishful thinking. Perhaps you guys would feel a little more comfortable at that table over there, sir. We call it Conference USA. These five big tables, I leave these for us. There's a couple of little tables over there if you guys would like to have a seat at the Conference USA.
They had a booth.
Every game is televised, gentlemen. I'm looking at it right now. Every
well,
game
you know why?
Televised.
It's very easy to clear it from broadcast networks because the games are like Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's not exactly like they're up against an Alabama right. game.
Don't disrespect Goldie now. Don't disrespect Goldie.
Goldie's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I respect Goldie and I respect Pitbull. But listen, this team's been buying used shoulder pads the last couple of seasons, all right? I'm making my little Conference USA jokes.
Let's paw home, baby. Let's go, Goldie.
Let's paw home.
Yeah, he's got to do something like the winning call like he does for Let's Go Home, Baby on the Florida Panthers. It's got to be something Pitbull related, right? Like, there's got to, like, his signature touchdown call or something. Thanks, Pitt.
I don't know if it's going to be thanks, Pitt.
I think it's going to be thanks, Pitt.
And I think it has to
be
have
a dolly or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exciting news. Goldie, hey. New voice of the FIU Panthers.
I'll be doing some FIU soccer games, FIU men's soccer games on ESPN Plus this year as well.
Look at you. You did some last year, didn't you?
I did a couple Canes women's soccer games.
Look at you.
So doing some stuff with FIU this
New Goldie. Noldy. Anyway, 3 o'clock hour is coming up. FIU, legit, making some cool moves in the football arena. You know, again, you got to win on the field. Everybody knows it. But, yeah, calling it Pitbull Stadium and bringing in Goldie. Like, those are some good quality moves.
Sale points for recruits and sponsorships. And, yeah, no, it's in the right direction, Solana.
We take it seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, we love to make fun of you, though, Solana. That's what we're
doing. 3 o'clock hour is coming up, and we'll get you ready. Just an abbreviated 3 o'clock hour because Game Day Uncensored will take over at 3:30. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bye, Felicia.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
3 o'clock hour on an abbreviated Friday edition of the Hawkman and Crowder program. And before we get into the 3 o'clock hour here in headlines with Alejandro Solana, let me remind you, Hard Rock Bet, that makes football season, and we really are on the cusp here, football season even more fun. You got to have the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone. Now, hopefully you didn't take my advice yesterday and parlay the unders in both preseason games because that was a loser. But here's the beautiful thing about the Hard Rock Bet app. You get it right back tonight. Take Dolphins +3. I told you in the last hour. I read you some guys. I don't know what that guy knows, but take the Dolphins +3 tonight. Time of your life. Hard Rock Bet. I know you did. Yes. I know you did.
On Hard Rock Bet. I got it.
Plus I'm going to do the same. Yes. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book, and it's very easy to sign up, and you can make deposits and withdrawals quickly. Really? You can make withdrawals. How do I get one of those?
Be better at what we do.
You can do deposits and withdrawals quickly via PayPal, Venmo, and credit cards. Very easy. All you have to do to get started, download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, the Google Play Store. You can go online to hardrock.bet. It's a very easy app to use. Even if you've never gambled on sports before, you will get the hang of it very quickly. You can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. And you can do straight bets, parlays, teasers, over-unders, live bets. And a great offer they have right now. If you try Hard Rock Bet right now, you get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. So maybe you make your first bet. You've never downloaded the app before. You download Hard Rock Bet for tonight. You make your first bet, $100, Dolphins +3 for tonight's game. If the Dolphins don't cover, you get a $100 bonus bet back into your account. So whatever you bet, the amount up to $100 comes back to you as a bonus bet if you don't win. So it's a great risk-free first bet. Have a little fun with us this season. Make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app right now. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana on this Football Friday.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We do have college football tomorrow. I know you mentioned that, Hawk, a couple times.
FSU. Anybody going to bet that? Anybody know enough about Florida State or Georgia Tech? I mean, I don't know anything about anything. I bet anything. I do it without knowledge all the time.
I'd bet Florida State just because what they did last year, but I know they lost a quarterback. They lost a bunch of – we were talking to Cuno earlier this week. They lost a bunch of their linemen. So, but it's Florida State. If they're legit, they should beat Georgia damn Tech.
That's what I think. I think it's 10.5, the line. I think FSU is a 10.5-point favorite. Now what? Now you're out? You're always so certain when you're going to make a bet, and then all of a sudden you're out real quick.
Because Vegas is smarter than me. I thought you were going to be like, 2.5. I'll be like, Florida State, 10.5?
Let me see here.
What the hell Norvell's doing over there?
Florida State's a 10.5-point favorite. Over-under is 55.5. I want to play the under. Big fan of unders lately.
See if there's any props here.
There's actually four games this weekend, funny enough. Like FSU, Georgia Tech is the most popular one or prominent one. But Montana State will play the New Mexico Lobos. SMU, new ACC team, will take on Nevada. And if you want to get real, real scummy, Delaware will play Hawaii as well.
You don't have to ask me twice. I want to get scummy. And I am in.
I got a nice little bankroll in Hard Rock Bet app now.
Yes, sir.
I have the spreads here. So SMU is a 25.5 point favorite versus Nevada. The game is in Nevada.
All right.
And that's it.
You don't really have all the spreads there, do you?
I do not. I can't.
Would you like me to share them, or
yeah, please
don't share. Now,
if you're actually interested, if not, I'm not.
But no Montana way. State, Montana State's a 13.5 point favorite over New Mexico. What'd you say, SMU Nevada? It's 26.5 on the Hard Rock app. Yeah.
Coastal Carolina, North Dakota.
That's Thursday. I'm looking at Coastal Carolina too, but that's not till Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see a bunch of them. Oh, Delaware, that's the 30th.
Delaware State will play Hawaii. That's the fourth game on Saturday.
FAU gets underway next Friday.
Yeah.
They're at Michigan State.
Mm.
When does FIU get started?
Saturday. They play Indiana.
Oh, right. They're big dogs, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I could get sidetracked on gambling all day long, as you may have noticed I just did.
That little NCAA F came back up.
Oh, man, does that feel good when you open up the Hard Rock Bet app and you see the little NCAA tab?
Oh, man, I went down a wormhole too. I got quiet. Oh, goodness gracious.
Feels so good.
This is interesting, though. So, obviously, FSU and Georgia Tech, they're traveling to Europe to play a game. There's no surprise now with the new college football landscape. There's teams like Cal and Stanford who are in the ACC, which isn't really making any sense considering they're on the West Coast ACC.
I should do, you know, the way that I quiz you on backup quarterbacks and then I quizzed you on head coaches in the NFL. I should quiz you on football teams and what conference they're in.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's in my own conference. I've lost track of the ACC.
Yes, and the SEC got weird too. All of them.
All the conferences are weird.
Big Ten. We did an interview recently, and I brought up like the Pac-12 or something, and the interviewer was so pleasant. He was like, "Well, there's no Pac-12 anymore, Crowder. But do you mean the Big 12?" And I was like, "Really? There's no more Pac-12?"
I could quiz both of you on that. So I've been playing NCAA football, the new video game, so much that I'm a semi college football conference expert.
So what's UCLA?
They're in the Big 12.
Question mark or exclamation point?
That was a question mark.
Okay. Well, who are the West Coast additions to the ACC?
Stanford.
They have a tree.
Cal. They do. They do have a tree.
It's a cardinal. They're cardinal.
They have a tree. That's their mascot. It's the tree.
Correct.
I hate them. They're too smart for their own good.
Yeah. They need a lesson.
Pow pow.
Not from a book.
I hope they come into ACC and get some damn pow pows.
Big Ten, by the way. Not the Big 12, Big Ten. UCLA.
You got the first one wrong. You proclaimed yourself an expert and you got the first one wrong.
Well, don't do it, Hawk. I should probably do this to you guys because I've been studying this for years.
I recently wrote a dissertation on college football conference realignment. Ask me anything.
Put this on me because I really know these like the back of my hand.
You asked me like the one I didn't know, literally the one I didn't know. UCLA has
a pretty prominent college football program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did. UCLA has the most, it's what I was going to bring up, the most miles traveled this season on their schedule. I'm looking at the list right now. UCLA will travel 11,042 miles this season.
So what? There's no Pac-12? Is that what I heard you guys say?
No, basically, there's no more Pac-12.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's three teams left in the Pac-12, or two teams, Oregon State and Washington State. Are the
what
only
do they do?
Teams.
They just play each other 10 times?
Yeah. They have roommates. They moved in together.
Yeah, they have a funny conference.
See you tomorrow, John. Holla at you, William.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, SMU's in the ACC now as well. Stanford and Cal were the new additions to the ACC. And then you guys know about the SEC, obviously. Texas and Oklahoma, are in the SEC. Yeah.
Not really the only conference that matters, but that's what it is.
The ACC? That's right. So with the additions of Stanford and Cal.
Yeah. And SMU. Yeah, that really put y'all over the top.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma's doing a lot lately since Brian Bosworth. They actually are. I know. I just I got caught up in the air. I do like the fact that like a team like Oklahoma's in the SEC.
Yeah. It's going to be big. The Big Ten, all of them really got better. ACC did get better. I'm being a hater, too. But the West Coast teams, that is better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But, I mean, like, what do I care? Cal? What do I care if UM plays Cal? Like, what do I care?
Which they because do, by the way.
I know.
And if Cal is good, now that's you're playing another big team, and that's going to up your status instead of playing some little, And we've argued for years, Florida playing FAMU and Florida playing Western Kentucky, like, it's an easy win. There's really no more easy wins with these big conferences.
That part I like. I like that there's, meaningful games more often than not.
Go play Kennesaw when everybody else is playing conference games. You're going to drop in the polls even if you win.
No, but that's not true because you're still, like, you're only allotted X amount of conference games. So all this is doing is giving you more teams within your conference to play those weeks. But UF is still going to play their two cupcake games every year. Like, it just so happens you guys scheduled UM this year.
What's a cupcake?
Cupcake?
Cupcake games. Yeah, I mean,
Miami play Middle Tennessee at any point. This is what I need to know.
They give y'all hell for the last couple years.
And as far as the ACC teams that came from the West Coast or from the Pac-12, like the ACC got the scraps because the best Pac-12 teams went to the Big Ten. Oregon, Washington, UCLA, they went to the Big Ten. So, like, UM kind of got, like, the second tier and third tier schools. Stanford, Cal. They haven't been competing for the
year. I don't know. I don't believe any of your college football knowledge, even though you did SEC media days. I just you lost me with UCLA. You got it wrong. And now you're just doubling down. You're sounding like our college football expert. And I just don't know whether I should trust you or not.
Nah, you shouldn't. But I will say, Hawk, as Mario Cristobal in NCAA 24 or 25, I went back-to-back undefeated seasons and Cam Ward won the Heisman.
Oh.
So if, that's any indicator.
Is that a prop bet? Can I bet Cam Ward to win the Heisman right now on Hard Rock?
Yeah, I believe you can. Remember,
I'm not believing you on anything. You just say anything. We've established this, and you're doing it again. You have no idea if I can bet that on the Hard Rock app, right?
I have not looked at that.
Yeah, you can.
We know.
Florida plays 8 SEC teams, Miami and Florida State. That's how it should be.
But who are the SEC teams? Is there Vanderbilt in there?
No, well, this year Florida does, and to the we talked about, Florida has one of the hardest schedules in the nation. So they got UM, Samford, which is their cupcake game. Solana, you got lucky and said something right. Texas A&M, Mississippi State,
Samford and son.
yeah, he's out there.
Grady, Grady's the quarterback.
Hey, we need a win, son. Leave us alone.
Aunt Esther, she's the coach.
Mississippi State, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss. Then Florida State. That's a hell of a little run.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah. Oh, Miss. That's your boy Lane.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Dolphins play a preseason game tonight. Preseason finale tonight, 7:30 in Tampa.
Yeah, and then Every NFL team has to get down to the 53-man roster by Tuesday at 4 p.m. So we will be talking about that for sure as those cuts come in and all of a sudden, you know, you'll see names. You don't even know if they're good anymore or not because you don't pay attention to those teams. There's a reason they're getting waived, but, you know, you'll see names and you'll be like, oh, that guy would be a good addition. Ends up being Will Fuller.
That's exactly what I want to sign. James Harrison. He's 44.
That would have been you, Crowder, right? Like after you got waived or cut by the Dolphins, you could have just signed. You could have signed elsewhere.
That next year, I'd have been signed. I never let my career get to the point where I would be that old guy where people are like, oh, yeah, that's the Dolphin dude. Maybe we'll kick the tires. I never got to the let's kick the tires on him. But that's what
was that? Was there a fan reaction? How much did fans like you down here?
A lot.
When you got released, like, was there a big outcry?
I was a fan favorite just because of, like, it wasn't
the way you,
a great
Yeah,
play.
The way you
it
comported was, yourself and yeah. talked and, like, people liked you. So yeah. Was there, like, an outcry? Was that a big shock to people that you had been waived?
Oh, I don't know. That's one thing I didn't do.
Who else did you get released with? Like anybody of a...
No, it was the second day of camp. Like they didn't have to release me, but they were trying to do that pay cut thing. And I told Jeff Ireland, I was like, no, well, let's work something out. Let's not work anything out. Like, give me the money you owe me. Okay, we're going to release you. Well, do what you got to, big man. And that bastard released me. I pulled his card and he said, oh, really, huh? That's really how it went. Take a pay cut. I ain't taking no damn pay cut. Cut me then, bitch.
But you were saying that yourself to him or your agent was saying that? You were saying that to your agent and then he was relaying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that way. But when you're in negotiation in the building, and it's something when we talk about, like what Tua was, like, you know who they're talking to.
Hey, so,
like,
you're around everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. You see it. Who was Tony Sperano at the time? You see Jeff Ireland in the cafeteria. You know that I knew Joel just talked to them about me. So it's like, hey, how you doing? We good? Yeah, you know, just trying to get my money. You feel me? Okay, I'm going to cut your ass. Well, do it then. Okay. Okay.
You mean now?
Like, the Turk, I told you the Turk came and got me.
Yeah.
And I knew the Turk. Like, me and him had conversations for years when I was on the team. Like, damn, man, that's a crazy job. Yeah, you know, I've been doing it for 13 years. You know, I really get to like the guys. There's great people, but it's my job. And it was a day when he walked in the cafeteria. I was sitting with Carlos Dansby and somebody else. When he walked in, he was like, hey, crowd. I was like, well, I was like, what's up, bro? He's like, yeah, you know, Jeff Allen wants to see you. For what? Just can you please come with me? Oh, it's my turn.
Right.
Damn, it's my turn.
Damn. Bring the playbook.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, get the playbook. Yeah. Oh, man. It's my turn. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, I cannot wait to do that to Solana and Jimmy one day.
I'll sign up. When it's Solana's turn, please don't let me be out of the building.
Solana, can Hawk see you, please, with your headphones? My headphones.
Get your stuff. Don't leave nothing in here. Don't leave nothing. Get your stuff. Hawks in the meeting room.
Bring your albuterol and bring everything you bring. Your floss. Bring all the
protein powder.
All the stuff. You have your pickleball paddle.
Need it all.
He comes in, he's at work, he's got 6 pieces of luggage.
Damn whey protein.
Right.
Hawk, if you were fired, the only thing in your locker is that miserable LL Bean sweatshirt you're constantly bringing.
That would be great.
Actually, locker just leave
14,
it there.
Man.
Just leave it there. Leave it there, because Gail will use it.
Hey, Hawk. Hey, Hawk. Corporate wants to meet with you, Hawk. Oh, okay. About what? Just bring your LL Bean quarter zip.
Bring the LL Bean.
Bring the quarter zip. laughing. The man is.
That's the way it happens in sports. It should happen in all places of work.
Yep. I remember where I was.
It's coming for everybody, wherever you work, at some point.
Yeah. In Davie, I could walk to the cafeteria, and I knew where I was sitting when he walked up. Was like, "Hey, let me talk to you." Oh, what's up, big dog? oh,
and then it hit you, yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm getting fired.
That happened to me once. I was a music DJ at WOVV in West Palm Beach. And they said the program director, his name was Todd Schnitt, MJ Kelly. And the program and the general manager was Steve Lappa. Guy just passed away. But they call me into a meeting. This is how dumb I was. They call me into a meeting. I'm the night DJ. They go, so I would start at 7 p.m. And they go, MJ calls me and he's like, "Hey, can you come in at 5? Sure, no problem. I was probably 24 years old. Sure, 5 o'clock, no problem. And I walk into a conference room and it's MJ Kelly and the general manager of the station, Steve Lappa. And they sit down, they take out all these papers and they go, "You see the ratings here before you took over. Now here's a problem with, men 18-34. We seem to be losing share there, whatever." And I'm sitting there, swear to God, 5 minutes into this, it hit me. I'm being fired. Like they're laying out why everything stinks all of a sudden. Like I'm sitting in here being fired, but it didn't strike me until I was like 5 minutes in. And I literally stopped them and I go, "Am I being fired?" And they must have thought I was the biggest idiot on the planet. Like, how could you not realize you're being fired? We called you in early. The general manager's sitting here in a suit. Of course you're being fired, jackass.
It's funny. Yeah. You got that cool. It is what it is, baby. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right.
Every loss is a win.
All right, we got to wrap things up because Game Day Uncensored has to start. So anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Inter Miami plays tomorrow, by the way, FC Cincinnati. Marlins open up a series against the Cubs. Inter Miami and FC Cincy's at 7:30. Listen to that game right here on 560 WQAM. Phil Shane and TR will be on the call. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy today, hot and humid. That is your weather.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Y'all are firing me?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.